Conservative Euro MP, no pandemic amnesty for freedom deniers and lockdown abusers. By Peter Catalan, November 6, 2022. There must be no so-called pandemic amnesty in the wake of draconian lockdowns across the EU, a representative within the bloc's parliament has said. Christian Teres, a politician within the European Parliament, has rejected calls for a so-called pandemic amnesty to be implemented in the wake of COVID-19, saying that lockdown abusers and freedom deniers must face justice instead. With many across the continent told they would be excluded from society if they did not take a coronavirus vaccine, Europe over the last 2 years faced some of the harshest COVID-19 lockdowns outside of communist China, with compulsory jabs being implemented for many in various countries. With sentiment worldwide having turned significantly against lockdown restrictions, however, a number of individuals and groups who have previously pushed for draconian rules, especially against unvaccinated people, are now calling for everyone to forgive and forget. However, calls to implement such a pandemic amnesty have been soundly rejected by many who face the brunt of restrictions, with Teres writing online that those responsible for the curbs on individual freedom must face the consequences of their actions. The lockdown abusers and their enablers now call for an amnesty, but without confessing the damage they've done and asking for forgiveness. The Christian Democratic National Peasants Party representative wrote on social media. Speaking further to Breitbart Europe, Teres emphasized that Europeans must hold individuals to account for their actions during the pandemic as part of the fight for a more fair and transparent European Union. It's a matter of justice to look back, investigate what happened after December 2019 and make all responsible politicians, pharma companies, regulatory authorities, etc. accountable at the fullest extent of the law, Teres said. The politicians who stole our freedoms to work, travel and see our family, must pay a price and be voted, along with their parties, out of any public offices. He continued, also arguing that both regulators and pharmaceutical companies must be held accountable should they be found to have failed or misled the public. The lesson learned from what happened is that we need to demand full transparency and accountability from all involved in the process, so we will avoid in the future a similar situation, where the risks are socialized on people's shoulders, while some companies are getting only and just the profits. The European Conservatives and Reformists group member went on to say. Teres is one of the latest figures to deride calls for a pandemic amnesty to be implemented in the wake of COVID-19, with various figures in the legacy media calling for officials and pundits to be forgiven for pushing draconian measures that turned out to be against the public interest. Speaking to Breitbart News Daily, Moms for Liberty co-founders Tina Deskovich and Tiffany Justice emphasized that coronavirus restrictions had caused serious damage to children, and the fact that the head of the American Federation of Teachers, Randy Weingarten, was backing an amnesty made sense considering that she backed restrictions. It destroyed children's lives, Tina Deskovich told editor-in-chief Alex Marlow on Sirius XM Patriot. The trajectory for children that lost 2 years of education. When you look at the NAEP, National Assessment of Educational Progress scores, you know, chances are a lot of these kids are not going to be able to graduate and their future is dismal because of women like her. So of course she wants to put it behind us and forget everything that has happened. But parents are not going to be able to do that very easily, Deskovich went on to say. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.